Today, John McCain repeated a line of attack that he used earlier this week during the presidential debate. He pointed out an item he called an earmark that had been inserted into the congressional budget by Barack Obama. Here's how McCain explained it Tuesday in Nashville.
He voted for nearly $1 billion in pork barrel earmark projects, including, by the way, $3 million for an overhead projector at a planetarium in Chicago, Illinois.
Well, NPR's David Shaper went to that planetarium to find out what kind of overhead projector costs $3 million.
This certainly isn't what I think of when I hear overhead projector. I'm standing in the Sky Theater at Adler Planetarium in Chicago, and at the center of the room is a huge projection system. What it does is it projects the night sky onto the domed ceiling of the theater.
It's overhead in the sense that it projects overhead.
Rick Peoples is the projection operator and host of the Planetarium Sky Show.
The image that comes to mind is those things you used to have in school, you know, with a lamp and shines up and you put transparencies on. No, it's not that kind of projector.
Peoples says the actual projection apparatus looks kind of frightening.
In my show, I always make a point of telling all the kids that it is not a mega blast or death ray, because it kind of looks like some sort of medieval doomsday machine. It's got these two big spheres and it's up on a big pedestal and it's got all these things that look like ray guns sticking out of it. They're actually little projectors.
People says he has actually seen small children cry when they see it. What makes him sad is that this projection system is nearly 40 years old and starting to wear out.
For instance, we want to show people where Jupiter is, and Jupiter doesn't work on this projector right now. The actual apparatus on the machine that shows us Jupiter is broken, and they no longer make parts for this machine because it's so old.
So maybe we can call Senator Obama's $3 million earmark request to replace the projector his bridge to Jupiter. The request actually comes from a bipartisan group of 6 members of Illinois' congressional delegation. The total cost of the new theater projection system is $10 million, and the planetarium is raising private funds to cover the rest. Regardless, visitors to the Adler Planetarium today, like Sophia Skies of Michigan, found the sky show worthwhile.
I thought it was amazing how the North Star still stayed there and never moved. It makes me want to watch it again over again.
But is $3 million of taxpayer money on the planetarium's projection system really worthy, or is it just pork, as Senator McCain suggests? Tim Michael of Merrillville, Indiana, has his mind made up.
It's fabulous, and anything that gets kids excited about science, you know, if you could bring a group of kids out here and just get one kid to go, wow, this is cool, this is something I want to study when I grow up, now we have another scientist, and this is something the country's lacking anyway, is science skills.
But the projector earmark request has not yet been granted. Congress won't take up earmarks again until after the election. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.